It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. First Bet wants you to get ready for horse racing's Triple Crown with a great offer for new customers. Sign up now with promo code VEGAS22. Bet at least $25 on the Derby. You'll receive $25 in free bets for both the Preakness and Belmont. Sign up with First Bet by May 7th. Use the code VEGAS22 to qualify. Register today, VEGAS22VSiN.com/horses. Mitch, May 7th be with you.
Okay, yes.
You like it?
Today, much better than yesterday, by the way. Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
Takes the cake on May the 4th.
I know,
be with you.
So,
the VP of Circa Sports, the Golden Gate and D in downtown Las Vegas, and host of Odds On, weekdays at 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific, right here on VSiN. Mike Palm joins us in studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mitch. Good morning, Paul.
Hey,
good
Mike.
Morning, Rutland, Vermont, our loyal family watching on NESN. Freeport, Illinois, Peekaboo Marquee, we see you. Lauren Tides, Quebec, watching on Rogers Sports. Oh, Canada. Upper St. Clair in the Pittsburgh area, AT&T, good morning. And Sunrise over Spectrum, Santa Barbara, California.
How was the draft? Good week overall?
Well, it was interesting. I mean, we had a lot of people here, right? I mean,
sure.
We had some, not just the kids that were getting drafted, but, you know, athletes and celebrities, and they were in and out. A lot of people at Stadium Swim. Of course, we had Thibodeau, right? Kayvon Thibodeau had his after party here at Legacy on Thursday night.
Saw him at the pool, too, yep.
Yeah, Breece Hall from Iowa State.
Oh, good.
He was here since Tuesday, but not here. He's 3 weeks short of 21, so couldn't get into Circa. No exceptions.
Yeah.
Stevens kids, really. Hardliner. So he was at a suite at the D with his family, and then he came over here to Project Barbecue. A lot of kids had parties over the weekend after they got drafted at Stadium Swim. So it was a fun weekend, and we didn't get buried. And then we lost a ham sandwich on the draft, so it's okay.
So will
all
that?
Right.
Will,
you go.
Exciting.
will that be the approach for drafts moving forward from Circa Sports? Is it you'll post on Monday, take down Wednesday?
I think so. I think it works. And there were too many complaints. I mean, you can't be the best at all things, right? And you know, we offered 32 guys over under props, and I mean, they were interesting. The betting was interesting. I mean, we actually win on Thursday, but then you know. Carson Strong killed us. I mean, he opened 90.5. He closed 124.5. So I don't think we won one bet on Carson Strong. And the Drake London kid was a loser. But overall, it was okay. So, I mean, yeah, not bad.
In other states where you have the capability of leaving the draft up for live betting purposes, Will that be something that you're going to explore next year? And do you think Nevada Gaming will eventually realize that we can't take the bets off the board on a Wednesday? And if that's so, will you guys keep them up until Thursday?
I think we'll explore it. Okay. I don't want to make any commitments here. Nevada Gaming, if there's a big push to do it, maybe. I don't know. Are the books going to make the push?
How does that work? Like, who makes the push, right? Does it have to be somebody like
you? It's got to be a licensee. Yeah.
They have to be a licensee. You have to write a letter to the Nevada
licensee
Gaming?
Licensee would make a request.
Like, they
take a look at it and submit why, and then they'd take the temperature of the other licensees as well, and then make that decision.
And let me guess, that letter is not going to be coming anytime soon from anybody here.
I don't think it would be.
Probably
it's
not.
It's something that's really hard to win on. There's so much information out there. Whether it's true or it's false, we heard this, we heard that. Some of the things were true, some of the things were false, right?
But, yeah. Wasn't there a notion that Kayvon was going to go number two overall?
There was a big notion that Kayvon was going to go number two overall. But I think that could only happen if Hutchinson would have went first to the Jaguars, right?
Probably.
While he's sitting on the board. I kept thinking that. You disagreed with that.
Yeah.
The kid Karloftis was kind of the steam play, right? Down, 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 and he plummeted. And he started, I think, at 16.5 and finished 22.5, and so all the over bets cashed there.
Yeah, did end up going in the first round, though.
Yes, that was.
I know my partner Amal on Odds On, which is on this network weekdays, 2 in the East, 11 in the West, took a shot and bet 7-1 he wouldn't go in the first round.
Was available. Interesting.
Well, that's
you had some information that maybe he wasn't going in the. See, this is interesting. Yeah. You tie it into the Thibodeau.
Correct.
Like, why would you tell Thibodeau if we're taking you at 2 and then you don't take him? And it happened years ago with the Raiders and Matt Leinart. But you have to know, you have to go through the Hutchinson thing through your mind, too, if you're the Lions. And then you thought there was a good source that said that kid wouldn't go in the first round, and then he did go out of Purdue.
Well, the thing with Karloftis was we were doing the party at Stadium Swim with Stormy up there with the red carpet for guys that were getting drafted on Friday in the second and third round. And he reached out through a third party saying, I want to be there because I think I'm probably going to go on Friday.
Yeah.
Right?
So. Right. Well, you know, so the way this works, from what I gather anyway, from reading stuff, is that teams will also, as like a litmus test, they will tell potentially one member of the media, testing that person, if they can trust them, right? And then once word gets out, the example is, I saw this. Did you guys notice this with the Giants? So after they elected to go with an offensive lineman not named Charles Cross, I did see somebody put out there that, so the Giants definitely told, and they named the person. They told one person that they had interest in Charles Cross, testing if that person would tell everybody.
Oh.
And then evidently that one person told every single person on the planet.
Oh, awesome.
And that's why it took off.
Wow.
That's great.
Well, how about the Steelers, though, with Malik Willis and all that? Willis, yeah. Right? And, you know, no, not happening.
Yeah. How about
2 years ago, Miami blatantly used the media and lied. To prominent people.
That's right.
Prominent people. They lied. Mm-hmm. We're moving up. We're taking a lineman.
Offensive lineman.
Yep. Lied.
Went into my wallet for that one.
Sure. Oh, got me good, too.
You know, when Derek heard this thing about Thibodeau, I went to Michael Lombardi, and I said, can this be, right? Is it possible that they've already structured some sort of deal with the Lions? He said, it cannot happen. Only the first pick can structure a deal with anybody.
Yeah, but you can tell someone we're taking you, though.
Yes.
Lock it up. But that's.
But you can't negotiate because it's not possible. You don't know that person's going to be available.
Sure.
Well, you also have to consider the source, though, too. Yeah. If it's coming from that person, I mean, you think that would lock it up. But how about some names? A surprise guest, people that were in town, celebrities. What surprised you? Who came to Circa?
Gary Sheffield came by.
All right.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
You know who had a party? And I said, Derek, really? Armani Rogers had a party.
Oh, did he really? Well, explain who he is because people don't even.
He was a quarterback at UNLV. Yeah. But I don't think, did he get drafted at some point? He was in consideration to be drafted as a tight end.
Yeah.
He was a quarterback at UNLV, I remember. He was here. My highlight of the weekend was Steve Cohn stopped by, the owner of the Mets.
Really?
What?
Yes.
Did he really?
Wow.
On Saturday. Derek and I gave him and his team a tour. He was on his way to L.A. and he stopped by to get a tour Circa. He heard good things about what we're doing here with sports and the pool, and spent about an hour with us. Cool guy.
Wow, no, that's impressive.
Cool guy. Complained to him about some of the billion scripts, though. He wasn't really happy. He was. The funny thing is we're walking by the book here, right? We're going to take him up to Legacy, and he's glancing at the board. This Saturday afternoon, about 2:45, remember, Scherzer was supposed to start. When they listed the pitcher, Scherzer was Saturday, right?
Yep. Yeah.
He looked up the board. He said, Walker, what the is going on here? I got to make a phone call. I go, well, I said, Scherzer's listed for tomorrow for the Sunday night national game. He goes, supposed to start today. I got a call.
That's good.
He's involved, right? I mean, he goes to all the games.
Any talks of Circa going to New York, building this bad boy outside City Field?
I know they're going to be granting some licenses, and there's some property right there at the parking lot. So.
Oh, boy.
That's down the road. Okay. But it was nice that he made the connection with Derek. It was awesome.
Ryan Day, Ohio State coach, right?
He hung out here. He was with his guys, obviously, during the draft. He came and hung out at Stadium Swim on Friday with three or four of his assistant coaches. Cool guy, yeah. Fun. It was fun, right? NHL All-Star game came. Nobody came down. You know, there was really nothing. But this was a cool deal. I believe, Mitch, there's a chance that at some point, maybe it's 3, 4, 5 years from now, the NFL just says the draft should all be in Vegas. This is just an annual thing. Instead of rotating it around. Don't you think everybody has a great time out here?
Well, so tell us then, from people that you would talk to around the city, did everybody have a positive response to
it? Yeah. People loved it. I mean, do these guys want to go to Kansas City for the draft? I mean, who's looking to book that? These guys want to come out here and hang out and party.
We should be in the Super Bowl rotation. I don't know about the draft, but yeah. They also, a lot of people sent this in. I agree with them. I thought the networks did a terrible job showcasing Las Vegas. Didn't you think the same thing?
I thought NFL Network, with the set being on the Bellagio water, looked awesome the entire weekend.
But then they never used it, though.
Yeah, I know. They could
Going back to how it was set up.
Yeah.
They never hardly show great shots of the city.
They could have done more of that.
Although I know what's going on during the day,
too. The overall production wasn't very good, I thought. Yeah.
Well, then you're forcing stuff, too. You know, Chris Angel. How about Ed? Okay.
No, I left him out.
Did you leave him out?
I left him
out. How long was Ed going to go for?
Forever.
He'd still be talking.
2.5 minutes. I mean, what was he doing up there?
Oh, my God.
He might have ruined it for all guest announcers from this point on. They may do away with that.
You might have to.
Or they have a strict 45 seconds or something. I thought some of the stuff, the mother of that was of the deceased servicemen and that whole group from Atlanta, very touching.
That was good.
That was great.
Good. Yep.
White Shoes. How about when Billy White Shoes got up there? This place went nuts when Billy White Shoes started dancing.
Any big jackpots? Biggest bill, Barry's biggest tab at the pool.
We had some mid 5-figure tabs at the pool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, some partying going on there. We were gonna have the biggest dinner that we were gonna have at Barry's ended up not happening. I wish it would have happened because I would have talked about it a lot today. But it ended up not happening. It would have had one of the biggest names in sports here, but it didn't happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, would have been huge. Would have crushed it. Let's put it that way.
Did one of the biggest names in sports, was that person responsible for canceling or somebody else?
It triggered something else happen and that group didn't come, but he would have been here if his group came.
So now that the draft is done and we're into May, is there a team in the NFL that you're super high on for next year?
I don't know. I think both the New York teams helped themselves, but they're so far down.
Yep.
Right? They're so far down.
I know your buddy, your co-host, Amal, is on Baltimore. I agree with him.
He bet Baltimore already before the draft. He bet him at, I think he got 22-1 to win the Super Bowl.
All right.
And he said that going into the playoffs, before he even knew what was going to happen in the playoffs this year, that he loved the Ravens for next year. So he's usually pretty good with this stuff.
Yeah. All right. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Thursdays with the Maestro, Mike Palm, VP of Circa Sports. The D in Golden Gate in downtown Vegas, and also the host of Odds On weekdays at 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific, right here on VSiN. Up next, the 5 biggest gaffes of the previous week, with no hyperbole, including one epic collapse in the sport of hockey. That's all coming up next here on Follow the Money.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women. And this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
David Hess, top expert, winners and whiners, a free MLB play for everyone. He's the king of totals, hit over 60% across multiple sports, and he's 61% this year as well. He's isolated a strong under. He'll give it out. Text VSiN 320-350-3500. Text VSiN 320-350-3500. It's won multiple awards. It's appointment viewing. No high
pull. You will respect my authority.
Don't get
no pulled punches.
Your wife cheated on you because you lost sight of who you are as a man. As a husband,
no agenda.
There is no fear in this dojo.
This is no hyperbole.
This is the best part of the week.
Here's the maestro, Mike Palm.
I am the smartest man.
Number five, you drink the water and I'll drink the wine. The White Sox were swept by the Twins in Minneapolis April 23rd through 25th. On Sunday, the White Sox led 3-1 in the seventh inning when Twins center fielder Byron Buxton hit a two-run homer off Aaron Bummer to tie the game. The game headed to extra innings 3-3. The White Sox scored their ghost runner, and don't get me started on ghost runners, in the top of the 10th to take a 4-3 lead. In the bottom of the 10th, White Sox closer Liam Hendricks got Miguel Sano to foul out before walking catcher Jose Godoy. This brought Buxton to the plate again with runners on first and second and one out. Hendricks bounced a curve on the first pitch, and the runners advanced to second and third, again with just one out. Now, the obvious move here is to walk Buxton to set up a force at home and a double play. Perhaps Sox manager Tony La Russa was finishing his bottle of red or maybe even a bottle of white in the dugout, but he continued to have Hendricks pitch to Buxton, even after the count went to 3-1. That's when Hendricks challenged Buxton with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, center cut and waist high, and all Buxton did was crush it 470 feet to left for a 6-4 Twins victory. 4 days earlier in Cleveland, La Russa allowed Dallas Keuchel to face 10 batters in the second inning without recording an out before making a pitching change. The White Sox, who were heavy favorites to repeat as AL Central champs, find themselves at 11-13 and 3.5 games back of the Twins. The 77-year-old La Russa may be in for a long summer if he continues to look this disinterested just a month into the season. Number four, the DeBoer War. The Vegas Golden Knights found themselves trailing the Dallas Stars by 3 points with 3 games to go for the second wildcard spot in the Western Conference. The Knights held the tiebreaker with more regulation wins than the Stars and had a golden opportunity to close the gap to 1 in Dallas last Tuesday night with a head-to-head matchup. The remaining schedule after Tuesday's tilt favored the Stars as they hosted 2 of the 3 worst teams in the Western Conference in Anaheim and Arizona their final 2 games, while the Knights had to go to Chicago and St. Louis to close out the season. With 34 seconds left in the third period and an offensive zone faceoff upcoming, Vegas Golden Knights head coach Pete DeBoer used his timeout. Surely he would pull goalie Logan Thompson for the extra attacker, knowing that he couldn't allow the Stars to get at least 1 point by forcing overtime. Surely he knew the odds of the Stars losing at home to both the Coyotes and the Ducks, while the Knights winning at the Blackhawks and Blues was greater than 30-1, and that's just based off the odds in the games. But no, DeBoer kept Thompson in net, and when the Knights failed to score in the final half minute, their season was all but over. The Stars clinched a playoff spot the next evening when they forced overtime against the Coyotes, not even needing the Knights' loss to advance. In this today's NHL, where we see coaches pulling their goalies with 6 or 7 minutes to go on a weekly basis, to not pull Thompson with 33 seconds left, facing the math of virtual playoff elimination, was nothing short of coaching malpractice.
Excellent point.
Angels we have seen on low is number three. Frequent no hyperbole guest Angel Hernandez was in full stroke on Sunday, April 24th, as he was behind the plate for the Brewers' Sunday night baseball game in Philadelphia against the Phillies. For the millions watching the game on ESPN, it will be a game they won't soon forget. Brewers pitcher Eric Lauer had a career-high 13 strikeouts, as 11 of the 48 strikes Hernandez called were outside the strike zone. 11 of 48. That's 23%. Eric Gregg, God rest his soul, didn't miss that many pitches in the Leyvon Hernandez game in Miami in the 97 NLCS Game 5 against the Braves and Greg Maddux. After getting rung up in the bottom of the ninth on yet another pitch that was a ball in a 1-0 game, Kyle Schwarber let it all out. And as he did, he spoke for every fan of Major League Baseball. As we have watched Angel Hernandez miss over 2,600 ball and strike calls over the last 7 seasons alone. And that's not to mention the hatchet job he does on the bases. Remember the playoff game where he was overturned 3 times at first base in the first 4 innings between the Yankees and Red Sox? The most egregious and important call of the evening wasn't even against Schwarber. With the bases loaded and 1 out in the bottom of the 5th, Lauer's first pitch to Gene Segura was 6.47 inches off the plate inside, more than 1/2 foot. Imagine a federal circuit court judge dismissing your lawsuit because he found you on the merits, terrible at your job, that you had poor problem-solving skills and lacked leadership. Angel Hernandez couldn't identify the E in an eye chart, and his performance on Sunday Night Baseball in Philadelphia will hasten the implementation of the robotic strike zone in Major League Baseball by 2 to 3 years.
I hope you're right.
I do, too. Mm-hmm. Enough is enough.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Number two, the glory that was Glendale. On the final night of the regular season, 15,000 Arizona Coyote fans descended en masse to Gila River Arena to celebrate their team's 19 glorious years in Glendale before they head crosstown to play at the 5,000-seat Arizona State Multipurpose Arena while their new stadium is being constructed. 19 glorious years that included qualifying for the playoffs 4 times and winning 2 playoff series, both in 2012. Their guests on this night would be the Nashville Predators, who needed only 1 point against the Western Conference worst team to secure the number one wild card and avoid the speeding freight train that is the Colorado Avalanche in the first round of the playoffs. Despite all the emotional pregame ceremonies, the Predators seemed undistracted as they tallied goals 25 seconds in, 2 minutes in, 3 minutes in, and 7 minutes in to chase Desert Fox Karel Vejmelka. Backup goalie Harry Sateri skated onto the ice, and the Predators were certainly headed to Calgary to take on the Flames in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But a funny thing happened on the way to the Olympic Saddle Dome. The Finn netminder stopped all 27 shots that he faced in the game's final 53 minutes, and the Coyotes, calling on the ghosts of Shane Doan and Radim Verbata, tallied not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, but 5 goals against third-string goaltender Connor Ingram and defeated the Predators 5-4 in regulation. Coupled with the Stars' win against the Ducks on the same evening, the Preds fell to the second wild card and packed their bags for Denver. And how's that going? Well, a well-rested David Rittich, who coach John Hines chose not to insert at any time during the Coyotes' five-goal comeback in the desert Friday night, only gave up five goals himself in the first period during the Avs' 7-2 victory over the Predators in Game 1 on Tuesday night. What a collapse it was. And number one, my hands are small, I know, but they're not yours. They are my own. Oh, it's a real jewel here. The Arizona Diamondbacks took on the Marlins in Miami early yesterday afternoon to conclude their three-game series in South Florida. D-backs pitcher Madison Bumgarner surrendered a leadoff homer to John Birdie in the bottom of the first. Bumgarner was then ejected during the foreign substance check at the end of the first inning by first base umpire Dan Bellino. Let's hear Baumgartner's reaction.
Have you ever had a hand check quite like that?
No, I haven't seen one like that.
What do you think that he was doing there?
You've seen the video. I've seen the video. I was there. It's yeah, you guys see it plain as day.
Do you think it was a direct kind of reaction to your comments toward the home plate umpire?
I don't know. I don't want to speak for Dan, but yeah, like I said, you guys all seen it, and you can go back and see it all again. It's pretty clear.
Do you have any history with Dan?
I don't, not that I know of. I don't know.
Bellino appeared to be massaging Baumgartner's hand while staring him down before the pitcher reacted, and Bellino tossed him. Bellino was incensed because both Baumgartner and his catcher thought his 1-2 pitch to Marlins DH Garrett Connor was a strike and began walking off the field. Bellino baited Mad Bum into saying something by staring him down during this unsettling hand massage. He significantly impacted the rest of the game because he couldn't control his emotions. Bellino should be suspended. There is precedence. Balkan Bob Davidson got sat down by Major League Baseball when he started inserting himself into the games because of his feuds with managers and players, most notably Charlie Manuel of the Phillies. Rob Manfred needs to nip this in the bud with Bellino. He needs to go, and he needs to go now. And that is no hyperbole.
That was a travesty yesterday yet again.
Yes, it was.
You know, the Arizona broadcast team with Bob Brenly did a terrific job. They went and they replayed Elizer Hernandez's foreign substance
check. Saw that.
Yeah, it was Adrian Johnson was a third base umpire. He walked over 1.3 seconds. He rubbed his hand over and they walked off.
Look the other way.
Bellino, if you watch this tape, 27 seconds, just never looked at his hand.
No.
Rubbing his hand and staring at him. And Bumgarner is looking down. I mean, just baiting him. And then what people said is he said, take your time.
Yeah, right. Right.
And threw him out. And Bellino said, well, he used profanity towards an umpire. He has to go. They said, what about the foreign substance check? No, nothing to do with it.
No, not at all.
Nothing
by the way,
to see here.
I think we are going to get the robotic umps pretty soon. I'm watching the Yankees-Blue Jays game last night. Yeah. I did have the Yankees in the game, right?
The strike on Judge?
Bingo. And all night, Judge got squeezed.
Yeah.
Now, it was nothing like this where it was like 6-7 inches outside, but every pitch to Judge missed the K zone, and the guy was still ringing him up. I'm like, guys, it's like 2 inches off. It's not a strike. You can't. It's tough. I get it. When it's that close, it's difficult.
What tough? It's just a rule book.
No. What I'm saying.
That's another thing. They ignore the rule book.
I know. When it's coming 97 miles an hour and it misses by this much, that's tough. But it's not a strike. Yeah. So get it right. Get the robots in there if we need it to get it right.
I used to be against it. Now I can't. That argument.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're out.
We're fired up today, baby. Last night, recapping the action in Pocket Place.
Get it right.
Lightning plus 118, a winner in Game 2 against the Maple Leafs. Yankees, loser, minus 115. You want your CLV action to come in ever? Huh? Yeah, well, I got some CLV action for you right here.
It comes in, yeah.
Goes to $1.50. No good. No dice. The winning streak comes to an end. Cardinals team total over 4 against the Royals. They got 5 in the first. Minus 120. That was the winner. Rockies, yes. Just the Rockies yesterday. Yes, run first inning. No good. But they came back plus 125. Got team total over 3.5 in the first 5 against Patrick Corbin.
That was a weird game.
It really was.
Was it all the runs scored in one inning?
5-2, I believe, after 5 innings. 5-2 final score.
Okay. They got all their five in the bottom of the fourth. Okay. Yeah.
They are pricing Robbie Ray as if it's last year's Robbie Ray, that version, the Cy Young winner, with these numbers. The total tonight, Ray and McClanahan are going, in theory, two really good pitchers. But I'm betting over here 6.5 runs, and I laid minus 120 last night. And, the Lightning got what they wanted. One game in Toronto. That's it. I'm betting them to win the series now minus 110.
Yep. Good stuff. Yep. Loser with Carolina, Boston, first period under. Winner on the Lightning, plus 120. Blues Wild, BTTS in the first period. No help from the Blues.
Mm-hmm.
Got 3 out of the Wild that goes over. But that was plus 160. Loser, both teams to score in the first period. And Lightning to win the series. I've seen enough. And I'm going to, again, trust the champs against this outfit that hasn't won a playoff series since 2004. Right. You were fantastic in game one. You got to do it again. I mean, it's just, come on, it's the playoffs. And slow start, undisciplined, tough whistle, added up, 5-3 Tampa win. And then we got our NBA futures, too, which I'm the opposite of you. I mean, other than giving out Thibodeau on the air and cashing that 25-1 ticket, I can't cash a future ticket. You do it every week. Rangers 15-1 to win the East. Mavs 25-1 to win it all, and the Grizzlies 12-1.
Did you have a piece of hero, six man?
No, I had.
You never got down.
No,
on
I had. I had Poole. I didn't have hero.
Okay.
I'd have a little Salvador Perez, I guess. I guess that'll count. There you go. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern. Unbelievable menu. Great job, everything they offer. Over 300 different ways to bet the NHL playoffs at Bet Rivers.
Thursdays with the Maestro, Mike Palm continues here. You love the NHL. You love betting the sport. You love the playoffs. Who doesn't? So far, I'd say that the playoffs have been a total disappointment in terms of dramatic action. Before we get your thoughts on that, email here from Joe. Any chance the Panthers treat this series like they treated a lot of games down the stretch, meaning trying to come back in the third period and dragging out to a 7-game series against Washington?
Well, they had the lead. They gave up 2 goals in the third period.
2-1 late, yeah.
Yeah, it was 2-1 late. I think Washington has a puncher's chance there. I mean, they're an experienced team, and Vanacek is a good goalie. If they can keep Florida 3 goals a game, they got an excellent chance in the series.
I would agree with that.
I said all along that the Hurricanes had a better chance to win the East than the Panthers.
You did.
The 2-1 seeds.
Well, yep. You also said, would this offense carry over to the playoffs? And they averaged 4 goals and plus a game, and bad start in game one.
You know, last night, that's sickening, too. There's no goals with 7 minutes to go, and you lose that first period total in Carolina and Raleigh.
Yes.
Yep.
This is to my point of this undisciplined hockey.
Go ahead.
And
please.
All the power play. I mean, there's been 12 games. I might be wrong, but I think there's been 10 or 11 5-on-3s already. How is this possible in playoff hockey? How can these players be so undisciplined? These games have not been good. I mean, Pittsburgh and the Rangers had a good game, and then Dallas and Calgary had a good game. That's been about the only 2 games out of 12 that have been decent so far. I know Washington came back and beat Florida 3-2 in a game that was always a 1-goal margin. But this doesn't seem like playoff hockey to me.
Okay, so you watch all this stuff, right? You're in charge of like the active content here, Bar Canada, pretty much everywhere. You're seeing everything. Is it more of the players being undisciplined at this point, or are they calling it tight? The one that comes to mind is the Clifford 5-minute major. What the hell was he doing?
They're too tight, but still, these guys, how do you keep taking penalties when you're down a man? You can't take these penalties. You can't get these interference. And a third of these penalties are offensive zone penalties. Interference in your offensive zone down near the goal. It's terrible. It's just terrible hockey. And these games are all 3-4 goal margins by the time you get to the second period.
Yes, yeah, that's correct.
There's only been 4 close games. I can't believe it.
We've had 1 overtime game now out of 12.
Used to be every other game in the. Remember, every other game was 2-2. It would go 1-1 or 2-2 to the overtime.
Yeah. You would get, if we're okay, based on a 4-game nightly sample size, right? Mm-hmm. You could chalk it up going back for years. You're going to get 1, maybe 2. Sometimes
the total would
be
1.5 games, overtime games out of 4.
Bingo, yes. And now these games are not even competitive.
No. Yeah. I was so surprised that the Rangers were so cheap against Pittsburgh. I bet I have the Rangers ticket
26-1 to win.
Yeah.
To win the cup. But I bet him again at -120 for the series. They blow the first game. But I mean, no Jarry, and they're only $1.20. What's wrong with this picture? Am I missing something on this team?
Right. And they did so well against them in the regular season.
Dominated them.
But you can't just say, and to your point about all the penalties, you just can't say, well, they struggled 5-on-5. Well, if they're calling so many penalties, well, they didn't do it in game one. But it's like, I also have a 82-game sample. Pittsburgh's got a good penalty kill, but you have a top five power play.
Mm-hmm. Did you realize this, Carolina? I didn't know this. This Carolina Hurricanes penalty kill. Number one in the NHL. Yeah. Number one all-time in their franchise. And eighth-ranked PK all-time in the history of the NHL since they started keeping the statistics.
Okay, and did you guys realize
this? Of
course
they gave up a power play goal at the end of the second.
Yeah. What were the Bruins on the power play last night?
They scored once, I think.
Okay. Do you know what the Bruins were going into the game?
I think 3-for-49.
3-for-46.
Okay, I was close.
On the broadcast.
Yeah. What?
They were going into the game last night, the Bruins on the power play were 3-for-46.
And they'd been outscored 21-2 by Carolina through the course of the season, the four
Can
games.
Can you believe this? Yeah, I know. Well, that's the other one. That series price was $1.10.
Well, that's what Amal said. Don't we have to bet? Don't we have to bet Carolina here? I said, I just don't think the Bruins are good enough. I don't think that team is. These teams with one line, just like the Stars, you got one line. It's tough. You got to get all your scoring from one line. But that's going to be a good series, I think. I think those are all going to be 1-0, 2-1 games with Calgary. Because Calgary plays from the goal out. They play the same style. You don't see those teams pinching in. They get back when the puck's loose in their offensive zone. They don't want to give up these odd man breaks.
I really enjoyed game one.
That was great, wasn't
it?
Yes,
it was.
That was a great game.
Yes. The other thing, too, we've seen two teams now down to a third-string goalie. Well, I guess it's three if you count Nashville with the Soros injury.
It's like 3A and 3B, those two guys.
Oh, my God.
Riddich was awful.
Yeah.
What would you rather do, bet Nashville or the Reds?
Well, the Reds have to break out of it at some point.
No.
They?
Why would you say that?
What are they going to win, 10 games this year? I said to him all the other night when it was Burns and who was it? Woodruff and Molly.
Yeah.
The total was 7. I said, we got to play over 7. He goes, well, the Reds don't score. I said, but still, Molly's ERA is 5-4-6. How did Brewers? Yeah. And anyway, I think it was 6-3 or something was the final.
Right, right.
But they're bad. The lineup is really bad.
It's historic. What bad? It's historic.
But how can you? In baseball, how
you
can you be like this?
Right.
You can't. You got to win 3 out of 10. Was not 3 out of 24.
It's like last year, too, with the summer of Paul. You had the incidents with the, not incidents, but you had the two teams that couldn't win a road game. It was Arizona, whoever. Yeah. How do you lose like 27-28 in a baseball?
This team went to the playoffs 2 years ago. Yeah. And they were down to the last few games. We bet them every year at the end of the year. And they're going to, what are they going to lose? 120 games?
They left 20 guys on base in that Atlanta series.
Would you rather take the Reds plus 2.5 runs tonight or Nashville plus 2.5 goals?
I wouldn't want to take Nashville plus nothing. I mean, this is ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Wow. Jeff Davis.
5-0, 14 minutes into the game.
Yeah, your guy, Jeff Davis here at Circa, made Colorado -$8.
Yeah.
Well, look at this tonight.
Cheap.
Evidently. They're 430 at Bet Rivers. I mean, they're like 360 to score in the first period.
But I'll tell you, I told them all, I bet that the Blues and Wild will go 7, right? 7-game series.
I think so, yeah.
I think there's nothing separates those two. It doesn't matter home ice either. Either of those two teams can give Colorado trouble in the second round.
I think you're right.
Either of those two teams.
More surprising collapse. Nashville against Arizona or what Real Madrid did to Man City?
Well, I would say Nashville because Arizona's so bad, right? And, you know, I mean, all the memories of Glendale and the crowd that night. But the stage that's on and the importance of a semifinal match to go to the champion. I mean, Man City is 5 minutes and a 2-goal lead from going to play Liverpool in Paris, right? But Real Madrid has done this how many times now? Looked like Chelsea had him out. They were down 2 against Paris. Then Benzema gets the hat trick. Carlo Ancelotti, he just pulls it out.
Can't believe it. I'll tell you what got him. It was the first leg. They scored, 4 or 5 goals at home, but only had a 1-goal differential?
4-3,
that's right.
They gave up one late. They led 2-0 right away. Yep. Mm-hmm. Then they led 3-1, and then they gave up a 1 late, too. In the first leg.
Paul, you're up 2-0 in the 90th minute. You can't tell me you can't put 10 guys in the box and defend for 6 minutes.
I know.
Come
on. Yeah.
They missed 2-3 empty netters to go up 2-0. Greisman missed twice. Greilich or whatever his name is. He missed twice.
It's an underrated movie. Three Amigos. Right. Great job, guys. Good.
You can throw that up. The maestro has been in the casino business for a long time out here in Las Vegas. I think it's a disservice if we don't ask him about Lake Mead drying up and bodies being found from 40 years ago. Coming up next.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Kentucky Derby Saturday. Right now, VSEN's offering you a special $9.99 Derby betting guide, previews of all the horses and jockeys for every race, plus bets for the entire weekend, including the Run for the Roses. Pre-order your copy now, only $9.99 at VSEN.com/derbyguide. VSEN.com/derbyguide.
Mike Palm in studio, VP Circus Sports, the D in Golden Gate, downtown Las Vegas, host of Odds On weekdays at 2 o'clock right here on VSEN. You ever been to the Derby?
Never been to the Derby.
Would you like to?
I'd love to go.
It'd be great, huh?
Bucket list stuff.
This is from Buckshot. Yeah. Email is ftm@vsin.com. Sean King was on the program earlier. Exactly right about Saratoga. He would have stayed there for 2 months, and he says Messier, Crown Pride, Zandon, exact a box. You ever been to Saratoga?
Yeah, I went three years ago.
Awesome.
Went for a week during that was the Whitney that weekend. We flew into Niagara Falls on
that's a great spot.
Wednesday, went to the falls, right? Oh. Amazing, the power of those falls.
Unbelievable.
You have to be.
You can't describe it.
You really can't describe it. And then we drove out to Saratoga and were there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then came back and flew out of Buffalo back home. Well, awesome, though. Beautiful, the Adirondacks. A lot to do, a lot of natural beauty there, hiking, the mineral baths.
All of it, et cetera. I get him.
Parcells loves it, Saratoga. So you asked me to. I don't really have it on my bucket list, but I have a great Kentucky Derby story with Uncle Buck, the only member of my family I talked to. Good guy. And got the name before the movie came out. They're at the Derby, and one of his friends is having too much to drink. He's sweating profusely. It's coming down in buckets. It's like, you know, like Thad Mata. So they're like, let me seize this because it's packed. They got to get, you know, how bad it is. People get out of here. They're like, I have an idea. So he's like, just coming down, pouring a bucket. He's like, make room. Get through. My buddy's having a panic attack. Help, help. And everyone just parts. They walk right out. I go, it's brilliant.
Good for them.
I go, well done. Because
he's an awesome move. Explain it up a little bit.
Yeah, they played it up, totally milked it. And they, everyone just, no problem.
Go ahead, out of the way.
Out they went. Brilliant.
Thad Mata. You know the Big Ten Network.
Sean Miller works.
You know the Big Ten Network did their all Big Ten tournament team and coach? Who do you think was the coach? Thad Mata was the all Big Ten tournament coach. He had a run of like 9 years there where they made the semifinals every year. It was impressive.
Okay. You've been in the casino business for a long time.
26 years.
How long out here in Las Vegas?
Since 05, so 17 years almost.
Okay, so now we're starting to get reports. Lake Mead out here is drying up. Like, it's dry as a bone. Okay, and so guess what is being found out at Lake Mead?
A few bones.
A few bodies, right? From what they figure from the 80s, like 40 years ago. Well, we know that this is going to be commonplace. Like, they're going to find a bunch of stuff at Lake Mead. Did you ever hear anything? What can you tell us? Been out here for a long time. Any whispers, you know?
Are you crazy? No, nothing. Nothing. We're downtown here. I came well after the outfit.
Yes, but before that, though.
Mo Dalitz built the, you know, Fitzgeralds. That's the D now.
Uh-huh.
That was the Mo Dalitz. Dalitz joined here downtown.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a different era now.
Well,
it's a different era.
There's a lot of juicy stuff, though, too, about what happens at casinos that you don't know about. And, you know, listen, it's a life-changing money. Sometimes gambling can get the best of you, but I think a lot of people would be surprised to know just about how many suicides happen and it doesn't get reported.
Oof.
Like nothing picked up. And I told you, when we worked together a long time ago, when the Cosmo opened, I go, what? They're building balconies on the Strip? Like back-to-back-to-back days, a guy did a Peter Pan.
Well,
they're supposed to be condo. I go, this is lunacy. Mm-hmm. You can't do that in this town.
You got to at least force them to go to the parking garage.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's true, though.
Yeah.
But there's no back room. Like, for my personal, there's no back rooms. I mean, there's a holding cell and things like that. We've had people cheating.
Yeah,
we've had people cheating. And you question them, but you don't break their fingers and all this type of stuff that you see in the movies that may have happened 60, 70 years
ago. Yeah, but certainly, that's kind of my point here. You've talked to people who were in Vegas in the 60s and the 70s.
Well, you know guys that have had it happen to them.
Yeah, I know.
That you've had on this program.
I find it all so fascinating.
Yeah.
Like what Vegas would have been like to live here in the 70s when the mob really ran it.
Different.
I'd say maybe a little bit.
Absolutely.
A little different.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I mean, you screw around here, forget it. You get the hammer. Or
sure.
Yeah,
what do you want?
Right. Yeah. They'll take you right out to the desert. That'll take care of that problem. The other thing, too. If you have a rogue dealer, if gaming gets involved and they'll come around. If you got a dealer who's screwing around, they'll come in and arrest you right then on the spot and they'll parade cuffs, and they'll parade you in front of everybody.
It's called a perp walk.
Send a message to everybody.
In the middle of the day.
I say perp walk them for other things too, not even just to steal. Parade them. We got two levels here. You parade them. I saw a kid cuffed right on the dice game.
Did you really?
It came right up behind him. He was dealing third base. Put your hand behind your back. Was cheating. Was in a scam with the players, cheating the house.
Oh my God.
Kid would the player came in and would say 270 across and would just throw the $20. The kid would set up the 250 in bets that he never had all the time. Went on like three or four times before said, hey, where's the money he's putting out there?
Oh.
Yeah, the guy was in cahoots with the player.
Oh, whoa.
Rested him right on the game.
You call him kid. How old?
Well, 27, 28.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Is this right up your alley with baseball? Because you love betting unders. You love betting first five unders, that kind of an approach to baseball. Mm-hmm. But are the numbers getting too low where you're backing
off? It's tough now. It's all 3.5s, isn't it?
There was a 3. I saw a 3 in that Arizona-Miami game.
He gave up a 2-run homer. Yep. But then you get to the top of the fifth. It was still 2-0.
Yep.
And two outs in the top of the fifth. He still could have got there. It's tough. Remember, I used to say, look for the 4.5s, right? Now there's no more 4.5s. Now you get a 3.5 without much juice because they're just, but we'll see as the weather changes.
Sure.
Right? I mean, but everybody's complaining about the balls, how inconsistent the balls are, and you can't control the ball. I mean, Bassett was outspoken about the balls, and that's why there's all these hit batters. They can't control the balls. Mm-hmm. How about the fact they don't let them put anything sticky on their hands? Why wouldn't you want them to be able to control the ball? Don't you want pitchers to throw strikes? Don't you want pitchers to be able to put the ball where they want to? It moves the game along.
One would think. Even batters are saying, let them have the sticky stuff.
Something, yes. They don't want to get hit in the head.
I don't want to get drilled in the eyeball.
Absolutely.
Everybody throws 98 miles an hour. It's a little dangerous.
Your career's over. What's the biggest surprise for you in the Major League Baseball so far? Good, on the good side.
On the good side?
Well, he might say Mets. I'm not. I thought this was coming.
Well, to be that good.
Did you bet the Mets to win it?
Every which way but loose.
You did.
World Series, division, over
I feel
everything.
Bad for Mets fans. You can't catch a futures ticket.
That's true.
You
yeah. can't. Well, I can position ahead.
I got the Mavs, too. They got no shot here.
But
the
Booker
Phoenix
thing,
is so good, though.
Well, no, the whole thing was Booker.
Yeah, I know.
He wasn't supposed to come back, and he's fine.
But they just hit shot. I turned that game on. The hockey was so bad, I turned that game on. They don't miss.
No.
They just hit every open shot.
I get pissy, too, watching it. I go, where was this against New Orleans? I mean, you're struggling much of the series. I mean, Grand Theft Alvarado's locking you down, and now we're going on.
I'll say maybe they're really good on paper, but what a manager means, the Padres. Paulie wanted to poo-poo this because they have so much talent.
Joe
Walker. They were a disgrace with Tingler. They were terrible a year ago.
Andy Green was awful also.
Yeah.
They had what, 6-7 years of horrific. I said it about Tingler on this show.
You did.
On No Hyperbole. The guy hadn't managed a checkbook. 10 days in the Dominican with that hard-charging media. He was just terrible.
Yep.
He was terrible. The Padres are fun to watch, aren't they?
They are.
Good pitching staff. You're going to have a good pitcher 4 out of 5 nights there. A good manager.
Look at the season Machado's having. 1 month in.
Look at Hosmer, too.
Yep. Well, I don't think that'll continue, but
I hope it does.
I'd like to see it.
Friend of Circa.
Good
guy.
That's right. He came here.
Yeah, he comes here.
And once they plug, what, Tatis is probably like a month or so away from coming back.
That's a good point you made about the media. Because we were talking to Lombardi, and they're like, Doc Rivers has had it easy. And now he's walking into that Philadelphia media and the fan base, and they're lunatics. And he's got to put up with it every day. And he's coming up with this
it's a whole
nonsense
different thing.
About, sure.
Some people don't deal with that.
Yep.
Look at Greinke. He doesn't like to pitch in big markets, right?
Yep.
They like to Sonny Gray. Stay in the smaller markets. They do well. They don't want to be in a fishbowl.
New York can eat you alive. Yep. We had the $1.4 million hit yesterday at the D. We'll get into that next week. You're still gathering information. That happened late last night. That's awesome. On the Wheel of Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
We'll kick that around as well. Look at that. That is awesome. I love stories like that. I can't believe the big hits, not only here since it opened, but also how many times it's happened at the D. With Buffalo.
We're like Jackpot Central here. The Buffaloes all the time.
Absolutely.
What was the lady the last time put $20 in?
Yes.
They hit the jet. 20.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah.
Get lucky early.
Wasn't it 3 spins in?
3. Her third spin for $5.
And she popped it for $1 million?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's twice now for a jackpot like that at Circa or D in the last, what was that?
Super Bowl weekend? That was the late regular season football, I think.
Okay.
Late regular season. So in like 3 or 4 months.
3 or 4 months. Okay. Yeah. All right. How's everything else?
Everything's good. Yesterday was my 1-year wedding anniversary.
Yesterday was.
Right. Yeah.
Congratulations,
the whole day in the hospital,
buddy.
But it was our 1-year anniversary. Yeah. So may the 4th be with you.
Yeah. There you go. That
we
works.
Did that. We're not Star Wars fans or anything, but the first time I got married was 12-4-05, 1-2-4-5. So I wanted to get married 5-4-2-1. I just reversed it.
Did you really?
That's why I got married on May 4th.
All right.
Brilliant. Always thinking ahead.
Is Cinco de Mayo extremely popular downtown?
It's tough because you get to clean the rooms, right? A lot of staff not there to party. So it's always from a management perspective, a little challenging day. It's good when it doesn't fall on us like on a Sunday when you heavy housekeeping.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Good fun. B. There you go. 3 of those.
That's a little high.
Strong. Yeah, I think so? Okay.
Very high.
Next week, contest, baby. NFL schedule. Contest. Can't wait. Circa Millions.
If you thought there was a sports betting off-season, think again. Our VSiN sports betting experts are working 24-7 to keep you informed on every sport on the schedule. The over pays the same for a baseball game or a football championship, and our team grinds year-round to help improve your betting IQ. Help improve your betting IQ. Help improve your betting IQ. Help improve your...
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.